blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachon. Our text for reflection is John chapter 1, verse 19 to 28. John 1, 19 to 28. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. My theme for reflection is embracing our God-given purpose with humility. Embracing our God-given purpose with humility. In John 1, 19 to 28, we witness John the Baptist as a person who is deeply grounded in his God-given purpose, a humility-driven figure, secure in his identity and mission. In a time when many of us search for purpose, often feeling pressure to define ourselves through career or accomplishments, John's example reminds us that true purpose flows from knowing who we are not and faithfully serving in who God has made us to be. As Kierkegaard once noted, "The thing is to understand myself, to see what God really wants me to do, to find the idea for which I can live and die, humility and clear purpose." John embodied this search. He knew both what he was called to do and what he was not. The religious leaders approached John to ask if he was the Christ, Elijah, or the prophet, but John knew he was none of these. He did not pretend to be something greater than he was, even though he had a prominent following and respect. He simply accepted his role as the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." By knowing what he wasn't, John found clarity about what he was: a servant with a unique mission to prepare people for Jesus' coming. My dear friends, we often feel compelled to prove our worth, success, or abilities. But John's humility and clarity remind us that we don't need to be the center of attention. Knowing our identity in Christ frees us from self-importance and the pressure to become something we are not. We are liberated to serve others with open-hearted humility, finding contentment in our God-given purpose rather than the accolades of society. John also knew his role as one preparing the way for someone greater. He acknowledged that he was not even worthy to untie Jesus' sandals, a job reserved for the lowest of servants. Yet John did not feel dismissed by his humility. Instead, it strengthened his purpose. As Christians, we are also called to live with this downward focus, serving others and lifting up Christ. When we place Jesus at the center of our lives, we understand ourselves in relation to him, freeing us from needing to be seen or validated by others. Reflecting on John's faithfulness to his calling reminds us that our purpose as Christians is not solely tied to career or personal achievements, Like John, we are to be faithful in our lives, whether as students, workers, parents, or friends, and serve God in each role. Our purpose is to be Christ's representatives and lights in the world, a mission that we can fulfill regardless of titles or accomplishments. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of my life do I find myself striving for validation or worth rather than trusting in my identity in Christ? Number two, how can I practice humility in my current role or situation, focusing on serving others rather than on gaining recognition? Gracious Lord, thank you for the example of John the Baptist, whose humility and faithfulness remind us of the power of living in our God-given purpose. Help us to seek your guidance in understanding who we are and who we are not. Teach us to serve with humility, placing you at the center of our lives. May we find contentment in being faithful to you each day, and may our lives bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.